Anthony Broom from thewolverine.com is standing by. We got a checklist of topics to hit with him, but we'll start with the college football transfer portal. Any movement from the Michigan roster so far on that?
Not yet today. I believe they're in the portion now where obviously spring practices are over, but I think now you have guys meet with position coaches, you have guys meet with Sherrone Moore, and they'll kind of build out a plan moving forward. So there could be some movement. There might be some things percolating. I don't know that there'll be any major pieces on the way out, but spring camp, you have guys competing and guys want to play. So we'll see what happens with that, but no movement as of our phone call right now.
So it's really almost end of season part two. Where do I stand with the program after spring ball, when players will sit down with Moore and position coaches? They know their place and they'll decide if they're going to stay or leave, correct?
Correct.
But the good thing is you don't have a mass exodus and nobody as of yet. So I think that's a good sign for Michigan. I do.
I think it is. And again, that's not to say there won't be any movement, but again, this was kind of the zone, what we were waiting to see. After Sherrone Moore was hired, they were coasting off good vibes and coasting off continuity from having Sherrone Moore taking over the program. But I think we all kind of look towards this spring transfer portal window as, all right, well, let's just see how much of a grasp Michigan does have, on its roster and have on its guys that, want to try and run this back next year. So, to me, it wouldn't be a surprise to lose a couple guys at positions that they're pretty deep at. But I really do think that we're going to see Michigan probably add in this next, week, 8 days, whatever it is, in terms of, they only have 5 scholarship wide receivers. That's not going to do it. You like the guys that are there, but, you're a pulled hamstring away or a tweaked ankle away from, being really thin there and having walk-ons on your depth chart. So certainly think they could afford to add there. Maybe some depth up front on defense. A little bit of depth on the back end. I think that they will have to look to the transfer portal for at least, a body somewhere, either at cornerback or at safety. But I think that the storyline to me, and again, things could change day to day, hour to hour. We know that. But to me, I think the biggest storyline coming out of the spring window will be maybe what Michigan did to round out its roster, as opposed to, having to go limp into the summer, having lost, a couple guys, a couple spots.
The spring game this past Saturday, what surprised you? Were there any eye-popping moments, players, positive, negative side? What were some of the things you took from that game at the Big House?
Yeah, I think from a wide-angle lens, I think it was a little more competitive than I thought it would be. I think they're probably a little bit deeper than some people are giving them credit for. You have a lot of guys that haven't played a ton of football, but will have opportunities given, all these guys that we'll talk about with Michigan at the end of this week that wind up getting drafted. The quarterback position is a big storyline too. And, I think coming into the game, I had this expectation that it might look like, I think back to the 2015 spring game where you have, Shane Morris, Alex Melzone, Wilton Spate playing quarterback, and that's before Jake Rudock comes in, and you're just kind of like, the guy isn't here yet. I thought the quarterback play was pretty competent and somewhat encouraging. I thought that Alex Orji, you can see the vision of what he could be in that offense, and I think a lot of things for him are going to come down to rhythm, to timing, to making good reads, smart decisions. And Davis Warren, a guy who, comes in, he's a former walk-on, earns a scholarship as a backup to J.J. McCarthy. And, I really like the way that he ran and operated the offense on Saturday. So to me, you look at, we're a week into this spring window being open. There are no, there are no fixes to the quarterback position in the portal right now. And Kirk Campbell was kind of adamant that they're not really going to look to add there, that it would be more like a wide receiver. So, but I come out of that spring game a little more encouraged than I was going in about, listen, I won't argue that a one-to-one replacement to J.J. McCarthy is there, but I think there's a chance they can come out of this with pretty competent quarterback play that could get you to 9-10 wins and maybe beyond.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I was pleasantly surprised you used the same words, that Moore seemed comfortable, coaching seemed like they've been there before, which they have under Harbaugh. And yeah, you lost JJ, but you have options and you have athletes on both sides of the ball, and that's what depth should provide when you've won three straight Big Ten championships, beaten Ohio State three straight times, and you're defending national champion. It'll be fun to watch. I'll tell you what's crazy right now. I want to shift gears, and before I let you go, is what Dusty May is doing in Portal Combat. He is owning it right now. And somewhere there must be a big pile of money, because when you're getting dudes from Auburn or you're getting guys from big name schools to roll in Alabama, and you can outbid for their services, and you're coming off a bottom feeder year in the Big Ten. It's not like Michigan has won three straight Big Ten titles. The money must be there for Dusty to put together a team that, like Tim Stout was saying from Lansing in the previous segment, the roster they're putting together, when you're looking at what the Big Ten's going to lose and what they have lost with portal moves and graduation and guys going to the NBA, Michigan right now on paper, I'm looking at everybody starting to think they might be a Big Ten title contender in year one for Dusty.
They could be. He's done a nice job. He's done a hell of a job. And you know, I think, you know, when you play the game of portal combat, as you coined it, you know, a lot of people are looking at the transfer portal and, oh, this is that top-ranked guy that entered. You got the number one, the number four, the number seven, you know, whatever it is, guys that you want to get in on. But what I see from Dusty May is he's not just filling the roster with a bunch of one-year stopgaps. You know, a guy like Roddy Gale from Ohio State, he's got 2 years of eligibility left. Trey Donaldson, the point guard from Auburn, he's got 2 years left. Sam Walters from Alabama, a guy who has 3 years of eligibility left. So you bring those guys in and you add them into the mix with some of the holdovers from the previous regime, some of the recruits. You know, they sign officially Justin Pippen today, you know, a rising senior who is a top 100 prospect. And all of a sudden, like, you're not just filling out a roster for bodies for next year. You kind of have like the core of something maybe for the next few years. So I think he's done a tremendous job. I mean, he's the guy from the start where, you know, he is a type A guy. He's extremely organized. He's thorough. He's, he acts with conviction. You get the sense they vet guys too. You know, I know a lot of people hold their breath and wait for, are they going to get through admissions? And, you know, I don't want to drag a guy on the way out the door, but Juwan Howard, I just don't think his roster building was as well researched and certainly not as thorough. I mean, I think Dusty May has at least publicly offered maybe 40 guys in the portal, and there might be guys we're not aware of that he's offered, but you know, they do their homework, they do their legwork, and he's building a really nice basketball team. Now we'll see what happens in terms of how the chemistry comes together and all that, but you know, you look at the roster he's put together, the coaching staff he's put together, I think year one success is coming. I don't think it's going to be a couple years before you're competing for NCAA tournament berths. I think they get back to that pretty quickly.
Hey, man, I agree with you. Anthony Broom, you can follow Dusty and the offseason. His first offseason feels like he's been coaching there for 5 years. Amazing. You just kind of feel the beeline era there with Dusty, and you got spring football. We'll see what happens with the transfer portal. They're up to date by the hour at thewolverine.com. Anthony, Chris Ballas, Clayton Safey, Doug Skeen, Johnny Borton, and the crew at thewolverine.com. Anthony, appreciate the updates on the Michigan spring game, transfer portal, and Michigan hoops.
Thank you guys for having me.